Good morning, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we've got a lot of great stuff to go over, but first of all, I want to say Happy Easter. It's a great day for those of us in the Christian faith and everything, and so I just wanted to wish you a Happy Easter, and I hope you have a great day spending it with, you know, friends and family and all of that kind of good stuff. And even if you're not Christian, you know, I hope you get a chance to celebrate the day. I know there's a lot of things that are closed today because it is Easter, one of the few days that things are closed, but I do hope that you have a great day. And I am recording this early, you know, and that kind of stuff in regards to what's going on. But anyway, first of all, going through our stats last week from March 17th to the 24th, there were 387 homes sold. The median price is $448,000. And there were 387 homes sold last week from 448 the week before. The median price is $430,000, and the inventory went up by 45 to 5760. So when you're breaking that down, of the 387, 35 of them were under 250, 26 between 250 and 300, 96 between 300 and 400, 84 between 400 and 500, 118 between 500 and a million, and 28 over a million. When you're looking at the months of inventory, a normal market is between 4 and 6 months, so we're kind of getting there with this week, and in different price points we're there. But so 3.43 months overall. Under 250, it's 2.23, 2.73 between 250 and 300, 2.68, 300 to 400, 3.25 between 400 and 500, 4.23 between 500 and a million, and 5.41 over a million. So the last two are kind of in a normal market in regards to single family homes. The list to sale price overall is at 97.38. 96.06 under 250. And as you know, that number is always a little bit lower, as is the one that's over a million. That's at 95.71. All the rest of them are really close to where they, you know, where the average is or a little bit higher. They're actually 250 to 300 was at 98.56. Same for 300 to 400, 98.88 between 400 and 500, and then 97.34 in 500 to a million. And the average days on the market is 51 days. And so that's kind of, you know, what the scoop is when it comes to that. When you're looking at townhouses and condos, there were 130 that sold last week, and there were 125 the week before. The median price is $279,000, so $279 versus $430 for a single family home. The inventory also increased by 30 to $2,860. And the majority of those, actually the months on the market are quite a bit higher for the condos, townhomes, and villas. Basically, the 5.08 overall, under 250, there's 4.35, 4.04 between 250 and 300, and then between 300 and 400, 4.54. Then it goes to 400 to 500 is 8.64, and then from 500 to a million, it's 10 months of inventory, and there's like 20 properties that are on the market over a million, but none of them sold. So, you know, so that's kind of what the scoop is there. But basically, of the 130 that sold, 52 were under 250, 25 were between 250 and 300, 35 between 300 and 400, 11 between 400 and 500, 7 between 500 and a million, and none, like I said, over a million. Then if you're looking at the list to sale price, 97.05 overall, under 250, 95.31, and then they were all at 97, 98, 96, 97, you know, across the board, and some change and all of that kind of good stuff. So basically, when it comes down to it, you know, you've got about 3% that you can go to when you're looking at, you know, offering under asking price in general, but that's kind of what your limit is. And I think it's so funny sometimes that I get these offers that are like 50% of asking price and stuff like that. And, you know, most sellers aren't going to take it, but when we're working with our sellers, before we even put the house on the market, you know, we do have offers coming into them, and there, sometimes they want to take them and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just want to go through the process and see if they can get a little bit more. So basically there's a lot of opportunities and everything out there depending on what your circumstances are and what you want to do. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So, you know, I know that this next thing that I'm going to talk about is probably not a big surprise to everybody as you drive around and you see the increased traffic, as you see the increased growth in everything building and all of that good stuff. But basically it says Florida is home to fastest growing metro areas. And Florida's population grew exponentially from 2022 to 2023, particularly in the large metro areas, underscoring the trend of widespread population growth in the South. And that's from the U.S. Census Bureau. So Wildwood and the Villages are known for the large retirement community whose population rose 5% to 151,565, making it the nation's fastest growing metro area is the Villages. Then Lakeland and Winter Haven is the second fastest growing metro area, up 4% to 818,300. And then Ocala and Port St. Lucie are the fourth and fifth fastest growing metro areas, respectively. Their populations increased 3% each to 409 and 536,901. So basically, you know, it's a little bit harder for like Orlando and that kind of stuff to increase a large percentage because we've got more people. But it shows that we actually brought in 54,916 more people into Orlando, Kissimmee, Sanford area. Tampa, St. Pete, and Clearwater brought in 51,622. Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach brought in 43,387. And so, you know, with those larger cities, that's kind of what's going on. And when you're wondering what's behind the growth, U.S. migration patterns played a significant role in the South's population growth. Many people moved to this region considering its overall positive net domestic migration, more people moving in than the rest of the U.S., then moving out from 2022 to 2023. And 28 of the top 30 metro areas with the highest positive domestic migration were in the South. So the growth of Florida's metro areas between 2022 and 2023 was also driven by positive net migration, the sum of net domestic and net international migration, which includes movers from within the U.S. and other countries. Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm Beach was the only Florida metro area to experience negative net domestic migration between 2022 and 2023. And, you know, with the natural increase in positive net migration fueled by growth in Texas, that's another area that had a lot of growth and that kind of thing going on. But basically, when it comes down to it, you know, Florida is a great place where everybody wants to be. You know, when you talk to a lot of people, they came from other places, including myself. You know, I do know a lot of native Floridians, but when you talk to people, there's a lot of people that came from other places, you know, to actually move here at some point in time. And, you know, the weather and then, you know, the economic climate and all of those kinds of things, the things that there are to do, all of our beaches. There's just so many things that attract people to come as well as, you know, for vacation and then to actually move there. I actually was in Detroit this week and flying back, you know, on the on the little air train, you know, Buddy Dyer was saying that there's 70 million people that come to Orlando, you know, every year. And so that's all great. But in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about was first-time buyers entering the market. And so, yes, tips for first-time buyers entering the market. So they face challenges today that they maybe would or wouldn't have just 5 years ago due to market competition and, you know, the interest rates and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you get a lot of we get a lot of people that ask the question, you know, should I wait or should I buy now? And what really should I do? And basically, when it comes down to it, there are so many things that you actually should look at and consider and everything like that. I was actually in Detroit this week, and I'm probably going to talk about more things about that as the show goes on. But basically, I was at UWM, which is United Wholesale Mortgage in Detroit. And basically, you know, it was very interesting and everything in regards to what's going on. I mean, there's a lot of great programs out there for first-time buyers. I mean, this company that I was at out there, they actually are offering a 1% down program, and that is available until May 31st. So you have to be in process before May 31st. So that's a 1% down program that they've got. We've got the lenders and everything all lined up that you can actually get that program. It's actually a conventional loan. And what happens is that this company is actually going to pay that other 2%. It's actually up to a maximum of $4,000. So in this case, it may not be an actual full 2%, but you know, so but it would at least be $4,000. You know, that's free money. You don't ever have to pay it back or anything like that. So, and what they're considering a first-time buyer is somebody who has not been paying on a house for the last 3 years. So if you've been out of the housing market for the last 3 years, I mean, this is a great, you know, opportunity for you and everything to take advantage of. And, you know, one of the things that one of the people that were there talking about, and they said, you know, if you look at should I buy now or should I wait a year from now and everything. And so he was talking about one of his friends that decided to wait that year to, you know, buy a house and everything like that. And so because they thought the interest rates were too high and all of those kinds of things. And what actually happened is that in that year is that they did get the house, thankfully, for, they got the house for $5,000 more than what they would have purchased it for the year before. So they had to pay $5,000 more. And then in addition to that, they did get a lower interest rate. And so, you know, their payment was a little bit lower than it would have been the year before, I think by $100 or $2, but they ended up paying $5,000 more for the house. So even though their payment was a little bit more, or the payment was a little bit less, they actually ended up paying more for the house. So did they pay, you know, their payment is actually the same or higher than what it would have been a year ago. So, you know, when you're looking at all of those kinds of things, I mean, our market has been very stable. And if the interest rates go down, which there's a lot of predictions that they will go down a couple, three times this year. And if they do go down, then what that means is that there will be a higher demand for houses and the prices will increase. And so as a result of that, and then you're going to be competing with everybody and their brother to get that house. So it just makes sense to possibly consider doing it now. And so the thing is that, like I said, right now, they've got this deal going that until May 31st, that if you would like to get a loan, a conventional loan with with 1% down is the best you can do, but or $4,000 off of the price that is going to come to you, you know, from the lender. And so it's a great deal. And so I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware with that. And so if you're interested in that, please give us a call because we can hook you up, you know, with the lender in order to get this done. And they're very competitive in rates. They're very competitive in everything that they do to make sure that they're giving the borrower, you know, the absolute best deal. And they're the number one private lender or whatever in the U.S. And so as a result of that, they have economies of scale and they have the ability to do a lot of these great things like this 1% down for anybody out there. So obviously there's closing costs that you can get from sellers and all that kind of stuff. But I really think that, you know, you really need to look at the whole situation. And we're more than happy to sit down with anybody and do a rent versus buy analysis to come up with to see, you know, what's the best deal? What should you be doing? What could you be doing in order to make all of those things happen? But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So if you are in the market, you know, looking for a property, the first thing that you do need to do is to get pre-approved. You know, in this, they've got all of these things that are ready, you know, for you to do. And actually, the good news about working with this particular lender and everything that you can do with them is that you can actually close within 15 days. So they have a very quick turnaround in order to get everything done. And so how that works is that you get pre-approved, you've got everything ready. The only thing that has to be done once you find a house is basically that they have to, you know, verify that the value is there in the house for the amount of the loan that you want to get. And then the second thing is that what they do is that they have the other side of the coin of what they do is that they go ahead and they have to verify that you're still working where you said you were going to be, where you were working and all of that kind of good stuff. So, you know, there's some verifications that always are done at the last minute. But for the most part, you're all done with everything that you need to do in regards to getting pre-approved for the loan so they can, you know, move it through very quickly. And so even if you're a renter and your time is coming up very shortly, there is a possibility that you can get it done. I think that's the biggest thing that we find with a lot of renters is that they wait kind of until the last minute to figure out where they're going to go. And then they don't have enough time to actually, you know, get a loan or get that figured out or whatever. But we want to make it so that you absolutely, you know, do have that situation and everything. And there's a lot of incentives that come along, you know, with this particular lender. They'll actually refinance your house if the rates go down for no money and everything. So there's all kinds of things that are out there that you might be thinking, oh, I want to wait. And there really are a lot of reasons why you don't want to wait and why it doesn't make sense to wait. And one of the things that somebody was talking about, you know, at this conference that I was at is they said, you know, when you're in your house, a lot of times people want to be in their house because they are making memories there with their family. And so do you want to do that in a rental property or do you want to do it in a place that you're going to be able to have for years to come? You know, maybe it's a 5-year plan that you're going to be there. Maybe it's 10, maybe it's 15, maybe it's 20. But you are going to have some consistency and everything there in that home that you know is there, you know, for the long run and what you want to do. So basically, you know, this is a great opportunity for first-time buyers and really looking at it and looking at your whole situation is what we definitely want to do with you to make sure if there is that situation that you want to rent, that you want to buy, you know, what it is. And, you know, we don't want you to get into that point where where you might have to ask over asking price and there aren't seller's concessions available, because in this market there is. And so I think it's absolutely the thing for everybody to do and what you want to look at. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So continuing on a little bit from where we were at last segment, you know, understanding today's buyers and sellers and where they're coming from. And, you know, like I mentioned, I was out of town earlier this week, and one of the things that the CEO said is he said he definitely expects that the real estate market is going to heat up. And, you know, one of the things that has happened in the last few years is that, you know, when the interest rates went up, which has almost been like 3 years ago now, the market kind of slowed down. It didn't fall or anything like that. Just the number of properties selling slowed down. So we weren't going to over asking price. It wasn't houses selling in hours. You know, there were a lot of things like that that were kind of going on. And so, but one of the things that's happening now is that that's been in existence for 3 years now, the higher interest rates and everything. And so there are people that bought when the interest rates went up that are now looking at selling. And you know, like there are a lot of people that were kind of, you know, held in regards to where they were because they're kind of held hostage in their home because of that interest rate that they've got. So if they've got an interest rate that's 2.5% or 3% and the interest rates now are like at 6.5% or whatever, you know, they're going, oh my gosh, you know, it's like, I don't want to give up this payment in order to move somewhere else. And so, now, however, we are coming to the point where people have been in those houses that had that higher interest rate. So moving houses is just like it was, you know, 3 years ago that, hey, I'm just going to go to the same interest rate that I've got now. And so that's going to also increase the number of people that are moving, which will increase the activity and everything of what's going on. With the prediction that the interest rates are going to be falling three times throughout the year, that's another thing that's going to, you know, cause people to jump into the market. There are buy downs that can be done, you know, of interest rates and that kind of thing that can be done. They can buy down the interest rate for a year or two. It's a 2-1 buy down is what they call it. And we get concessions from the seller that actually pays the difference between what your interest rate would be now and what it would be, you know, in the future and that kind of stuff at that interest rate. And so basically, and then you can go in and refinance at any time. And if you do that, then what that's going to mean is that if you refinance it, that you're going to absolutely have a situation where, you know, you're going to get that lower interest rate and everything and probably keep your payment the same. Now, you have to qualify at that higher interest, at that higher payment. And so it's not going to be the kind of thing that gets you in trouble, but it's something that you could actually lower your payment, you know, right now for something in the future. And we actually did a deal last week that's exactly what they're doing. So the seller is actually paying, you know, paying, it's a 2-1 buy down. They're paying $10,000 of closing costs, you know, towards this. And then what's going to happen is that, you know, the buyer actually has like a $500 lower payment for the first year, and I think it's a $300 lower payment for year two, as a result of this being done. So the money has to come from the seller in order for this to happen. So there's a lot of, you know, moving parts and all of that kind of stuff, and that's why you need a professional doing it. But basically, the bottom line is that it's going to actually make that seller, they've got a house that they're selling in another state, and what they want to do is they, you know, wanted to wait until that was sold before they had to hire payment. So this is going to afford them to do all of those kinds of things that they want to do. And, you know, the house is appraising just fine. So there's no problems with that. So it's going to work out, you know, to be a win-win situation for everybody. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. So that's 407-566-2555. You think I've never said that phone number before. But, you know, when you're looking at who the buyers are, there's a difference between a first-time buyer and someone who already owns a home. And so basically, when you're looking at who's buying homes out there, there are more unmarried people buying homes today. 59% of all buyers were married couples. Single females purchased 19% of the home, and single men 10%, and unmarried couples 9%. 70% of recent home buyers did not have a child under 18 living in the home, which is a drastic increase from 42% back in 1985. So, wow, pretty crazy. So basically, people are staying close to where they want to live and that kind of stuff. For years before the pandemic, it was normal for repeat buyers to move within 15 miles of their previous home. And it jumped to 50 a year ago after the pandemic. But now we're back into a 20-mile radius of really where people are moving to. And where 39% of the repeat buyers traded up, 33% purchased a smaller home. But the home size is not the only consideration. Basically, 60% of all buyers said the quality of the neighborhood was the most important factor in determining where to live. And as you guys know, location, 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 right? So we're returning to a real estate market where life events trigger buying decisions. Being close to family and friends is the biggest driver of where people want to be, even more than affordability. And I find that all the time. I mean, a lot of times we've got, you know, people here in Central Florida that they move here and they buy a house and they think they're going to live here forever. And then they have a grandchild and they have a grandchild that's getting to an age where they're doing things in school and they want to be there. They want to be there for those moments. So they're moving back or they're doing something like that. They've got people, kids going to college or getting married or whatever. And so there's a lot of things that are causing people to move. Unfortunately, divorce and death are two of them that might cause people to move as well. But basically, when it comes down to it, that you want to see, it's like you need to look at where you want to be. And they always say, you know, when it comes to a death or something like that, you don't necessarily want to make any major moves in the first year. But, everybody's a little bit different and it comes down to all of that kind of good stuff. And when you're looking at older Americans, that the age 59 to 77, they've redefined societal norms since they were born, and doing the same in the housing as they age is what they say. So home ownership rate is more than 75% for baby boomers, and AARP reports that an overwhelming majority of this group wants to age in place. So they're not looking to go into retirement homes. They're not looking to go into, any kind of assisted living or anything like that. They want to age in place. Now, there are 55-plus communities and everything that are out there and all of that. But I do find a lot of people that I work with, they want to have that one-story property or at least the master bedroom and bath on the first floor because they're thinking of the future and that they're not going to want to do the stairs. You know, sometimes they want that extra room upstairs so if their kids come back or their grandkids or anything like that, that they can have the upstairs, but they want to be able to live on the downstairs floor. So that's kind of what's going on there. And then the fast-paced housing market continues. They, you want to go ahead and make sure that, you know, you're finding the right person that you can work with. And, you know, when you're looking for a house, it comes down to a lot more than just finding it online. And basically, our favorite thing to do is to find offline properties because they're, you know, really more to your liking and what you want. So we spend a lot of time figuring out what you actually want. And then when we know what that is, we go to work and find it. Sometimes it's going to be, you know, online, and sometimes it's not. So it basically comes down to just really making sure that we're making sure we take care of all of your needs. But in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio. I'm on News Radio WFLA Orlando. From Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, I figured I'd just continue in the vein of where we were, you know, the earlier in the show. And this is tips for finding the right house. And basically, the best way to start a home search is by keeping a list of the essentials and the deal breakers. And that is absolutely what we do when we sit down with people. You know, we're asking you, you know, what are your must-haves? And basically, we want to have all decision makers there who are involved in the project, you know. And for a lot of people today, like, a must-have is a fenced-in backyard. A lot of people have pets and they want to be able to let them out and know that it's safe. And even a lot of times it's children that they want to make sure that, you know, that they can have a swing set or they can have, you know, any of those kinds of backyard activities, keep the door open and know that everybody's safe and sound, you know, in the backyard and everything. So that's something that's really important to most people, I think, is probably the number one requested thing that are the must-haves. You know, a lot of times they do want that open floor plan. They want an updated kitchen. They want, you know, updated bathrooms. They want to walk into a house that doesn't have anything for them to do. So you want to make sure that you're looking at that. And so, you know, we ask probing questions, for example, of, you know, what are the things about what you like where you live now? And what are the things that you don't like? What are the things that you definitely do not want? You know, some people will say power lines in the backyard. Some people will say that they don't want to have, you know, they don't want to be near a busy street. And it's very interesting what some people consider a busy street versus others. You know, some people would consider, you know, I-4 a busy street. And some people would consider just a property that has, like, you know, 20 cars going down it every day and stuff like that. So basically, when it comes down to it, it's really important that you know those must-haves and those things that are something that you might settle for, but those things that you definitely do not want. And when you know those kinds of things, then that actually helps us, you know, hone in on what you really want. And what's interesting is a lot of times people will say something that they want when they first start out and it changes and you think, gosh, do they not know what they want? And basically the bottom line is that it's a process. It's not an event. And you do know what you want, but you just haven't really thought about it enough, or you haven't develop those thoughts in your head enough. And so that's what we're here for, is to help you do that. So it's not, as a real estate agent, that we just come in and open up the door and all of that kind of good stuff. You know, we really, you know, try to meet with you to find out what you really are looking for, what you really want, what's really important to you in this home purchasing process. Because, you know, everybody's going to say, oh, it's price, it's price, it's price. But it's not. It's location. It's being close to who you want to be to. That might be your most important thing. Maybe it's that you're in a homeowners association that cuts the grass. Maybe it's that you're not in a homeowners association. So, you know, people are very opinionated when it comes to those kinds of things. So basically, we want to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to make sure that you're getting exactly what you need. So basically, getting exactly what you need and what you want. And maybe it's a stepping stone. If you're a first-time buyer, you're not necessarily going to get everything that you want in that first go-around. But you're going to have the things that are most important to you. and you're going to be in the process of getting where you want to go. You know, it's like when, you know, one of the things that I heard somebody say recently, which is so true, it's like we always overestimate what we can do in a year, but we underestimate what we can do in 10 years. And basically, when it comes to your home, that's probably more true than ever, you know, because you can actually, you know, move into some place, start building some equity, get some things going on and everything. And then with the appreciation and everything else that goes on, you actually moved to a bigger house, you know, a better house, a better neighborhood, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for. Maybe it's some of the amenities that you couldn't afford the first time that you're looking for the second time. But basically, you know, if you've got that plan of where you want to end up, you definitely do. So from all of that, start keeping a list of the essentials and the deal breakers. And that's basically, you know, what it is. You want to consider your lifestyle. You want to consider your pets, the location needs, necessary features, among other things. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, you know, what you want to look at when it comes to this is you need to look at your budget. Is a number one thing that people need to look for. And like I said earlier in the show, there are definitely plans out there with as little as 1% down on any house right now until May 31st is a special that's going on by this particular lender. Location, you want to consider proximity to schools, work, amenities, public transportation, safety, and neighborhood value and vibe. Size and layout, you want to think of the number of vehicles you need to park. That's a big thing today in a lot of spaces. And the overall layout and flow of the house. You know, depending on how many people you have living there and what the parking restrictions are, I know that there's a lot of communities that are going to one side of the street, and so that's restricting parking. And there's a lot of homeowners associations that don't like people parking on the apron, which is parking the wrong way on the driveway at the end and everything. So there's a lot of things that come into play when you're looking at it that you need to make sure that you know what you're talking about. Then we've got the condition of the property, if you prefer a move-in ready. Future needs, you want to think about your plans and whether a house can accommodate changes such as a growing family or aging in place. Resale value, what's happened in the future, what they expect to happen in the past. Home features, features you desire such as a backyard, garage, updated kitchen, energy efficient appliances, etc. And then you want to have a professional home inspection before finalizing the purchase to undercover any potential issues. And we always encourage everybody to do that. You know, there's a lot of investors that don't do full-fledged inspections, but they know what they're doing. They do it all the time. It's a in and out. When you're purchasing a home for the first time, or maybe for the second or third or whatever, you know, you want to know what's happening underneath. You know, how old is that roof? You know, what's going on in the attic? You know, all of those kinds of things. And when you're looking at a house, you're not going to see that. You're not looking at the pipes of the plumbing and see what kind of plumbing it is and that kind of thing. And you want to make sure that you've got everything that you want. But we're running out of time, and so I wanted to talk about the property of the week, and that is actually a lot that we have for sale in Lake Wales. Now, this lot is actually over 2 acres. It has a little section of it is on a pond, and it's available for $70,000, so it's a great deal. It's got some of it cleared, but a lot of it is wooded. When you come up to this, the HOA is there basically for the gate. It's got a little gate. It's $100 a year or something like that. Pretty reasonable when it comes down to it. And you can have chickens and goats and that kind of thing there. Right now, there's no property on it, obviously, because it is a vacant piece of property. But it's a great opportunity. And so if you're interested, you know, please feel free to reach out. And so again, it's in Lake Wales. It's over 2 acres and at 70,000. So, you know, we'd love to get that property sold and in the hands of a new owner that's looking for a place to get off the beaten path. And a lot of people that today, that's what they're saying they want to do. They want to go where the traffic is slower and where you can actually move. And, you know, every time it's going to take you 5 minutes to get there instead of, it should take you 5 minutes and it takes you 30 minutes and that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of great stuff that are going on if you go out to the outskirts, but you don't have to, but if you want to, that's all great. So again, happy Easter. I hope everybody has a great day. And in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-5. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.